Ostrowski, Keaton Edwards, and Brian Hallenbeck, starting five for the Evergreens. Whistle sounds. Play is back in with the Evergreens up 35-30. Hallenbeck with the ball to Studeman, drives in, hangs, tough shot, fading backwards off the back of the rim, no good. Austin Beyer gets the rebound for Stevens Point. Evergreens had an edge on the offensive boards in the first half, looking to drive in, hanging for Stevens Point. Too strong for Nate Stebeler. Rebound tipped around. Cade Sievertson grabs it for the Evergreens. So both teams miss on their opening possession of the second half. Evergreens still by five. Here's Hallenbeck. No look now to Studeman. Fancy behind the back, cut off. Cade Sievertson was open for a three, did not take it. The Evergreens wouldn't mind if he lets that fly. Ostrowski's double-teamed around in the corner now. Sievertson, three, too strong. Ostrowski, weak side, rebound, score for the Evergreens. Ethan Ostrowski, again, the Evergreens have owned the boards in this game. That's one of the differences, 37-30. Evergreens were up by 7 once in the first half. Almost turned over on full-court pressure to the rim. Tough look and good from Evan Vollendorf, who now has 12. 37-32. Crowd kind of has some nervous anticipation now. The field house is full, but kind of quiet. Evergreens cross court to Studeman. Studeman doesn't take the three to Keaton Edwards outside the low blocks. Keaton dribbles, turns around, left hand. That's a tough shot, and he missed it. Brendan Klisch gets the rebound for Spash. Spash is down by five. 16 and a half left in the game. Yeah, I mean, if the Evergreens could go on a run, this place would get loud in an instant. It's like a tinderbox waiting for a spark. Spash has the ball outside. James Jacobs goes over to Brendan Klisch again on the no-look pass in the lane. Too strong, Vollendorf. Ostrowski got him to change his shot, and Keaton Edwards got the rebound for the Evergreens. Ostrowski's defense has been it's been noteworthy down the stretch of this season. Edwards thought about the three, now he traveled. Keaton Edwards thought about the three and then looked to drive and dragged his back foot. Basketball is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders, lending local money and keeping our community strong. Construction loans, too, from Cloverbelt Credit Union. Full court trap on by the Evergreens. Jacobs gets it across to Klisch. Bounce pass almost stolen. Barely into the hands of Austin Beyer, who breaks pressure down at the rim. Scoring for Stevens Point is Nate Stevler. 37-34. Yeah, Spash doesn't seem like they're going away in the second half. Here's Hallenbeck for the Evergreens. Hallenbeck splits defenders, got to the rim, and scores! Hallenbeck, nice drive to the rim. Hallenbeck always has the potential to do that. Hallenbeck's been more of a distributor tonight, but that time saw the opening between the two defenders, and it was go time for Hallenbeck. 39-34. While Klisch was open for a three before the defense rotated over to him and was gun-shy, didn't take it. Goes back out. Stevler. Thinking about the 3-2 is Austin Beyer straight on. Again, Spash has got to work for all of their half-court possessions. Now open for a three off a screen. That's good for Austin Beyer. Two-point game again. 39-37. Spash is going to pick up the Evergreens man-to-man at half-court. Ostrowski sets a screen for Sievertson, who comes into the front court now. Ostrowski way up high at the circle. Ostrowski looked to dribble, goes back out. Hallenbeck all alone, three ball in the air, round and out, no good. Spash gets the rebound. They can tie with a two here. 14 and a half to play in the game. Jacobs was open back for a three. This would be for the lead. It's no good from Austin Beyer, and Studeman gets the rebound for the Evergreens. Holds up for a moment and now turns the ball over. Now that was tipped out of bounds by one of the Spash players. Evergreens get a break there. Studeman threw that ball out of bounds, but it went off Brendan Klisch, just off his fingertips. So the Evergreens not careful with the ball, but will still get it back underneath their own basket. 39-37. Hallenbeck goes out for a moment here. The Evergreens put Colton Hall in, who got the ball back out corner. Three ball, Cade Sievertson. Good on a friendly roll. Hit the rim, popped up and went down. Sievertson's the first Evergreen to double digits. 42-37, that ball's almost stolen. Spash has it in the front court, back out, thinking about the three. Beyer gives it up for a three shot. Vollendorf, no good. Ostrowski tips the ball to Studeman. Evergreens by five, end possession. Studeman behind the back, back out to Ostrowski, thought about the three, goes back out. Evergreen should reset here, and they do. Evergreen's run this half-court set. Colton Hall, Ostrowski is down low, double-teamed. Goes back out to Keaton Edwards. Ostrowski thought about the three. Look for a good shot. Studeman, open three straight on. Off the front rim, no good. Ball is loose. It's on the floor. Jump ball. Ball is tied up. Ostrowski went right down to his knees to tie up James Jacobs. And the arrow points to Spash. Hallenbeck stays on the bench. Bryce Pelkey comes in for Brendan Klisch. It's 42-37 Evergreens. Spash down by two, put up a three ball that could have given them the lead. It was not to be. We've had three lead changes in this game. Spash almost has the ball stolen. Studeman nearly picked the pocket. Vollendorf secures. Here's a three ball left side. That's a big miss. Steveler's shot too strong. All the way ahead. Colton Hall. He's all alone. Hall is fouled and he scores. That's a really bad foul from behind by Steveler. Colton Hall was going to get that basket easily and was just slammed into from behind. He'll get to the line for a three-point play. Colton Hall scores. We'll get the free throw too. Steveler's been called for his second foul. Yeah, that's a sophomore. Shouldn't do that. 44-37, Evergreen's now by 7, and Colton Hall's got a free throw coming. And this 8-point lead now is the biggest of the night for the Evergreens. 45-37, 13-15 and counting. Full court pressure again, so Spash got to make sure they don't turn this over. They break it, 3-on-2 to the rim, scoring there is Gavin Heyer. Heyer with a right-hand drive, 45-39. Here is Studeman for the Evergreens in traffic. Hangs in the lane. That's too strong. That's a bad contested shot. Evergreens needed to pull that back out, and Spash comes away with the rebound. James Jacobs. Jacobs gets it back. Keaton Edwards flashes out on him. Spash down low. Guarded there. Good defense by Cade Sievertson. Got Pelkey to change his shot, and Keaton Edwards gets the rebound. Evergreens by 6 and the ball. 12 and a half left in the game. Colton Hall thinks about driving, gives it off to Studeman, and now Keaton Edwards in the corner. Edwards dribbles, not sure the Evergreens want this. Edwards, wow, fancy move, baseline, and everything but the finish. Missed a baby 10-footer. Spash gets the rebound. James Jacobs bodied up there and missing at the rim. Colton Kielman got him to change his shot. Putback attempt and a foul. This is on the Evergreens. Free throws coming up for Bryce Pelkey. This foul on Ostrowski. Let's see. It is on Keaton Edwards, one of the Evergreens' two bigs. Pelkey shoots two, and the first one, wow, he rushed it, didn't look good, and missed it. Basketball is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center, respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Cade Sievertson and Keaton Edwards go out. Logan Ebersold and Brian Hallenbeck back in for the Evergreens. Bryce Pelkey got his second free throw. New score, 45-40. Evergreens led by 5 at halftime, and 5 minutes into the second half, their 5-point lead is still good. Alex Studeman to the corner, Colton Hall guarded closely there. Spash man-to-man defense. Back to Hallenbeck. Over to Studeman, behind the back, pulls up. Now to Hallenbeck, fading backwards, tried to make an extra pass to Ostrowski down low and turned it over. Spash gets it right back. Vollendorf now looking to drive in. Here's Gavin Heyer. Extra pass baseline turned over to the Evergreens. The teams trade turnovers and Everest gets the ball back. Basketball is brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Automotive bodywork is competitive too, till you know what Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified and more. Abra Auto Body, Wausau's West Side. Three-point shot out high from Studeman, a miss. Hallenbeck rebound, pass down low to Ostrowski, who scores, and he's fouled. Evergreens again have had an edge all night on the offensive glass. Hallenbeck gathered in the Studeman, missed three, got it to Ostrowski, who scores and was fouled by Bryce Pelkey. Ostrowski now for the Evergreens has 9 points, and it stays at 9. He missed the free throw. 47-40, 11:25 and counting left in the game. Evergreens looking to solidify their hold on first place. Austin Beyer cut off. Pass to the corner, almost stolen on the overplay by Ebersold. Instead of two, it's a miss. Ball pinballs loose. Spash gets the rebound. Gavin Heyer in traffic. Stripped by Hallenbeck to Hall. Bounce pass ahead to Ostrowski, who scores! That's a hustle play down at the other end. Spash needs a timeout. The Evergreens now have their biggest lead of the night. They're up by 9, 49-40 with 11 minutes left in the game. We'll take a 30-second break, too, on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hi, this is attorney Jessica Telesti. Telesti Kennedy & Dirks Law Firm recommends that you have underinsured and uninsured insurance coverage on your auto insurance policy. If you don't have this coverage, add it. The cost is usually reasonable, and the coverage protects you and your family when someone else is at fault and hurts you. Call Telesti Kennedy & Dirks after any auto accident, or visit TelestiLaw.com.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the Everest Fieldhouse, where the Evergreens have stretched out their lead to 9 points, 49-40. I'm Chris Conley. Goes without saying there's an eternity of basketball left tonight, 11:02 left in the ballgame. Spash has the ball, so Spash will have every opportunity to play themselves back into this. They just don't want to fall further behind than this. Full court pressure out of the timeout. Spash has to go the length of the floor to Gavin Heyer in the front court. Back out all alone, daring Vollendorf to take the three, and he does not. Again, Spash looks a little tentative down by nine, like they sense this is an important possession. Vollendorf has the ball again, backed it back out. James Jacobs off a screen, trying to get that up high to Steveler. Steveler bounce pass, almost stolen by Studeman along the baseline, got a whistle, got a foul as that drive was starting to the basket. Vollendorf was fouled. This is a non-shooting foul. Alex Studeman called for his second foul. Yeah, nobody's in foul trouble in this game. Team fouls in the second half are 2 and 2. And Spash inbounds all the way up high near the half court line to Heyer. On Studeman, pulls up his dribble, goes back out. Man-to-man defense here for the Evergreens. They showed some zone in the first half, and Spash didn't know what to do with that. Bounced here over to Jacobs in traffic. This is a kick. Oh, it was going to be a turnover, too. The ball was kicked by one of the Everest defenders, and Ebersol was about to come away with a steal. Spash will get the ball back, and they're lucky to have it. 49-40, and Stevens Point will inbound under their own basket. Into the corner for Gavin Heyer. Studeman's on him. Goes back out to James, and now here's a bump coming out to guard. Ethan Ostrowski is going to get called for his second foul. Ken Spash has had the ball for a long time, down by nine, haven't come away with any points. This is also a common foul. Spash will inbound underneath their own basket. Evergreens are not guarding the inbounds player. Throw it all the way back near the half-court line to James Jacobs. Jacobs has it in the corner. Studeman guards me. Almost lost that ball. Almost threw it out of bounds. Saved by Gavin Heyer. Looking to drive into the rim. Stripped. Oh, that was clean, but there's a foul called. Wow, Austin Beyer had that ball knocked out of his hands. That was clean as a whistle. And the foul is on Hallenbeck. It's his first. Two free throws coming up. That's a bad call. I don't know, up here we have the reverse angle from the official who's on the opposite side of the floor, and I could just see that that was clean. Austin Beyer makes his first free throw. The Spash team is usually good from the free throw line. Second free throw coming. That one's good, too. 10 points now for Austin Beyer. Evergreen still lead 49-42, and 10 minutes left in the ballgame. Hallenbeck's going to be a shooting guard here as Studeman brings it up to Hallenbeck. Off a screen, Hallenbeck still has it and has his dribble. Now puts it on the floor, dribbles, goes in, cut off, got his man up in the air, throws it off the backboard to himself, back out Ostrowski. Thought about the three, goes back out to Hallenbeck. Fancy, no look, too fancy, to Logan Ebersold underneath where it went off his hands and out of bounds. Hallenbeck tried to bang it off the backboard to himself and then kicked it to Ostrowski, who was well guarded. Evergreens didn't need any of that, needed a good look at the basket. Spash down by 7 to the left side, pass here, that's an offensive foul. charging right into Colton Hall is Gavin Heyer, and Heyer turned the ball over. Again, Hall had possession. That's the second time the Evergreens have taken a charge. Spash could have gotten this down to a five-point game again. Take some guts to take the charge at the varsity level. Those are all big hits. 9:20 and counting to play in the game. 49-42 Evergreens, and the Trees have the ball. Here's Studeman. Studeman's up high, looks to drive in. He's behind the back, goes back out. Ebersole was open for a three and didn't take it. That ball's knocked out of bounds off a Spash defender. Boy, a three could really break the Panthers' hearts here if the Evergreens are open and can hit it. I think Spash knows that, too. They're coming out to guard everything behind the arc. Studeman, who's a marksman, has got the ball. Ebersole up high. To Hallenbach in the corner. Beyer is on him. Hallenbach behind the back, almost lost it. Hallenbach draws a double team again to Logan Ebersole on the baseline. Back to Hallenbach, drives in, hangs, kicks back out. Studeman, here's the three ball off the front rim. No good. Spash gets the rebound. Bryce Pelkey, big board for Stevens Point. Don't blame the Evergreens for taking it. The time was right to try and stretch this lead back out. Spash in the paint, cut off there. Vollendorf has to go back out. Good defense by the Evergreens. Ostrowski and Studeman closed on him for the double team, and Spash has to reset. Gavin Heyer over to James Jacobs. Bounced along the baseline to Beyer. It just seems like Spash has to labor for shots in every one of these possessions. That's a bad shot. No good. Rebound underneath. Pelkey up and in. No good. Ball is tipped around. Evergreens come away with it. Alex Studeman. Studeman is trapped in the corner. Gets this all the way ahead to Colton Hall, who's all alone, who misses at the rim. He heard the footsteps behind him. Wow. Flung that ball all the way down, and Colton Hall missed at the rim, and a foul on the follow-up by the Evergreens. It's on Logan Ebersole, who's picked up his third. Wow. Evergreens with a chance to stretch out their lead on their last two possessions, and they come away empty. Ebersole goes to the bench with three. Colton Keelman comes in for the Evergreens. 8 minutes left in the game. Spash breaks full court pressure into the front court. Extra pass here to the rim. Missing at the rim is Vollendorf. Rebound is loose. This is a loose ball foul. It's on the Evergreens. While Vollendorf, when they broke full court pressure, had a two-on-one and missed. Hallenbach instead is called for the foul. This is judged to be non-shooting. It is the sixth team foul on the Evergreens. Again, Spash looks like they have to work really hard against really good Everest defense every time they have the ball. Spash having trouble getting this in. Bounce to the corner, and Pelkey got Ebersole, who stays in the game with three fouls on him. Back out to James Jacobs. Jacobs drives in. Extra pass along the baseline. Scoring there. Vollendorf. Five-point game again. 49-44. Evergreens have been stuck on this 49 for a while. No time to go cold. Colton Hall in traffic to Studeman. Studeman in. He's bumped. Non-shooting. Studeman was passing back to Ebersole when he was fouled. This will be the fourth team foul on Stevens Point, so they've got a few more fouls to give. The foul is on James Jacobs. It is his second. Evergreens will inbound underneath their own baseline. Colton Hall will trigger this in. Evergreens have Keaton Edwards on the bench right now. They keep Ebersole in. Thinking about the three on the inbounds pass is Studeman. Dribbled behind the back and turned it over. Two on one the other way. Bounce pass ahead and missing at the rim. That went out of bounds and to the Evergreens. Missing the two on one is Brendan Klisch. Klisch is struggling today. Had a couple of turnovers. Evergreens want a timeout, sensing that the Evergreens offense has gotten a little stale here. 7:18 left in the game. Evergreens 49, Spash 44. Everest will have the ball when we come back after a 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Excuse me, are you the wisest person in the world?
I am.
I have searched all over and climbed this mountain to find you. How does one achieve inner peace?
By letting go of the things we no longer use and selling them.
You mean like a garage sale?
Garage sales bring only pain. You seek Mercari.
Ooh, is that a mantra?
No. Mercari is a selling app. It's fast and easy. Take a few pics, add a description, and your path to freedom awaits.
Oh, your wisdom is sound.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know.
You can find Mercari on the app stores or Mercari.com.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are
The Evergreens have led by as many as nine. They lead by five now, 49-44. And out of the timeout, the Evergreens have the ball. Follow the Evergreens all season long at everythingevergreens.com, a website just for Everest fans, sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics, Dunright Exteriors, Intercity State Bank, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, and Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, attorneys at law. Evergreens to the half court, Hallenbeck with his dribble to Ostrowski. While they had Colton Hall down low, couldn't find him. Shed his man along the low blocks. Would have been an easy basket. Instead, Ostrowski thinks about the three, drives in, goes back out to Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck with his dribble. Hallenbeck splits defenders, now leaves along the baseline for Ostrowski, dribbled out of bounds. The Evergreens turn it over out of a timeout. Sometimes Hallenbeck and Ostrowski try and work these combinations, and they're a little too fancy half. Bryce Pelkey comes out for Stevens Point. Nate Steveler comes back in. Steveler had nine in the first half and only has two in the second half. Evergreens have the full court trap on, and in the backcourt, James Jacobs' trouble gets it across. That's bumped out of bounds off one of the Everest players, off of Ostrowski. 6:41 left in the game. Here comes Keaton Edwards back in for the Evergreens. Ebersol will go out. Logan's got only two. Keaton's a big rebounding presence for the Evergreens, so you want a little more height here. Play is back in. 6.5 left in the ball game. Off his dribble, and pulling up there is Jacobs. Bounce down low. This is Beyer on the wing. Foul line extended back out. Beyer, three, too strong. Rebound is tipped up. Goes all the way back out to Stevens Point. Vollendorf secured it. That ball pinballed around him and all the way back out near the half-court circle. Steveler up behind the three-point line. Five-point game. Spash in the corner. James Jacobs has his dribble. Again, the Everest man-to-man defense is good tonight. Spash works the perimeter and just has a hard time getting the ball inside. Most of Spash's points tonight have come when they've broken full-court pressure and had two-on-ones or three-on-twos. Along the baseline to the rim, a lot of traffic. Scoring is James Jacobs. He blew past Keaton Edwards. Three-point game now. So the Evergreens are going to have to sweat a little bit, 49-46. Hallenbeck into the front court, 5:40 and counting. Hallenbeck cross-court to Ostrowski, thought about the three. Yeah, the Evergreens have gone cold in the offensive end. Here's Studeman. Studeman thought about driving along the baseline, cut off. Back out to Hallenbeck, low ball pass, foul, and a basket for the Evergreens! Got it down low to Colton Hall, a rocket pass through the lane for Hallenbeck to Hall. Boy, the Spash Panthers get within three, and the Evergreens will have a chance to answer with a three of their own. Colton Hall with the basket, and he was fouled. The foul is the third on James Jacobs. And the free throw is good. Colton Hall, the sophomore, steps up big. 52-46. Spash almost turned the ball over, breaking full court pressure. Now into the front court. 5:15 to play and counting. 52-46 Evergreens. Austin Beyer over now to Vollendorf, who looked to drive in, gives it back out to James Jacobs. Again, Spash on the perimeter, having trouble getting the ball inside against the Evergreens. Very good. This is locked down man-to-man defense for the Evergreens. Settling for a long two. That's good by Nate Steveler. See if Steveler heats up. He got that foul line extended. 52-48. And now 5:45 left. Hallenbeck ahead to Colton Hall. Hall surveys, thought about driving in. Hall got that ball out in front of him and stolen. Spash, bad pass, stolen right back. Keaton Edwards got a hand on it. Hallenbeck, three on two. Hallenbeck should pull this back out. Instead, he goes to Studeman, who scores anyway. Evergreens weave their way through traffic. Studeman's first points of the second half. He's now to double digits. That was a big turnover for Stevens Point. The Evergreens bump the lead back up to six, 54-48. Double team here, got a foul on the Evergreens. This will send Spash into the bonus. Evergreens double-teamed. And the foul is on Brian Hallenbeck. It's his third. Hallenbeck and Studeman were both part of the double-team. One of them was going to get their third foul. Here comes Vollendorf for a 1-1 in a 54-48 game. Ball is live on a miss. He's a good free-throw shooter, though, and Vollendorf makes the first, put it right through. who now has 15 points, earns the bonus here. Here comes one more, and that one is good, too, on a friendly shooter's roll. 54-50, 4:15 left in the game. Hallenbeck dribbles into the front court for the Evergreens. Hallenbeck splits defenders. Ostrowski, three ball, long one, missed everything. And Kielman saves it to Keaton Edwards on the baseline. An air ball turned out to be good. Studeman saved it to Keaton Edwards. Boy, the Evergreens were lucky and good on that play. Studeman with a hustle play on the air ball miss. Spash is calling a timeout. The Spash player was about to dribble into a double team. We'll keep it right here with 3:52 left in the game, 56-50. Evergreens have led by as many as nine, lead by six right now. Still time for this game to tilt either way. Perhaps game two of our doubleheader will be as exciting as this one. Wausau East against Marshfield to follow. That game will be heard in its entirety. Tomorrow we'll be catching up with the Everest girls basketball team. They'll be against Wisconsin Rapids on the road. You'll hear that game on Fox Sports. Everest hockey team right now is playing Marshfield on senior night at Greenheck Fieldhouse. That game is podcast only. Liz Holbrook has the call at everythingevergreens.com and foxsportswausau.com. That game will be posted once it goes final. Spash has the ball out of the timeout. They really cannot fall further behind. Brendan Klisch over to James Jacobs. The crowd is urging the defense on for the Evergreens. Can Everest get a stop? Klisch again picks up his dribble. Goes back to Vollendorf, who drives into traffic. Got a foul. That's before the shot. 1-1 coming up here. Vollendorf, who just made two from the free throw line. They're sending him right back. 3.5 to play in the game. Ethan Ostrowski has picked up his third. You know, down at the other end, Spash still has one foul to give. They have only five team fouls. Live on a miss, and Vollendorf doesn't miss many. Made that first one. Five-point game, 56-51. And another free throw coming. Got them both. 56-52. Seems like, though, in this situation, the Evergreens have always had an answer in this game. Cade Sievertson is back in. Sievertson will bring it up across the timeline. Sievertson hands it over to Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck goes cross-court. Studeman now in the corner to Ostrowski. Evergreens want a good shot. Hallenbeck now in the corner. Studeman thought about the three, and the defender flashed out to him. Hallenbeck down low, spins at the rim, scores! Hallenbeck with the left hand. Hallenbeck playing without the ball, got that pass in good position. Yep, there was the answer for the Evergreens. Back to a six-point lead, 58-52. Smash breaks full court pressure, settling for a long two. Good. Austin Beyer keeps it a four-point game. Now under 3 minutes to play. Hallenbeck is directing traffic. Spash plays this straight-up man-to-man to Sievertson. Now to Keaton Edwards down low. He's outside the lane. Edwards is double-teamed there. Gets back out of it to Hallenbeck. Cross-court, down low. Studeman got his man up in the air. Studeman scores! Studeman was looking for contact. Again, the Evergreens answer. And for another time down the floor, the Evergreens bump this back up to a six-point lead. 60-54. Spash to the front court, down low. Ball is loose, turned over, knocked away by Cade Sievertson into Brian Hallenbeck's hands. Spash with a three-on-two, tried to make an extra pass. Evergreens need to be careful with the ball here. Cross court, Studeman got his man up. Studeman scores! The Evergreens lead by eight. The Evergreens are putting themselves in a spot to win this game. 2 minutes left, and it's 62-54. All the metrics right now favor the Evergreens. Spash comes back, and Spash is on the perimeter here. Evergreens play this half court straight up to the rim. A basket and a foul. Boy, the Evergreens didn't need that. Steveler scores and was banged hard by Cade Sievertson. Just when the Evergreens looked like they were going to slam the door shut, this three-point play would leave the door open a little bit for Stevens Point. Wow. Steveler scored, and Colton Hall needed to back off there. Beg your pardon, Sievertson needed to back off on that. 52-50. Well, the basket's not up there yet, I don't think. Steveler has just completed the three-point play. The scoreboard's not right. It's a five-point game now. 62-57. That's the correct score, 62-57. Hallenbeck to the front court. Over to Keaton Edwards, bounces this over to Studeman. 1:40 left in the game. That's a bad pass along the baseline by Colton Hall, trying to get it to Studeman inside, knocked away. Evergreens needed to run clock there. 1.5 left in a 5-point game. Stevens Point has the ball. Vollendorf gets it over to Brendan Klisch. Evergreen still need the good defense. Driving in is Austin Beyer. Fade scores at the baseline. Big basket for Beyer. It's a 2-point game now, 63-59. So Spash is back within one possession. Hallenbach brings it up. 1:10 and counting down. Leaves it for Studeman. Evergreens must be careful with the ball here. Studeman picked up his dribble. Gets it over to Colton Hall. Back to Studeman. He's in traffic down low to Ostrowski. Got his man up. Ostrowski is fouled. Ostrowski was right underneath the basket. Could have had a chance for a 3-point play there. In fact, Ostrowski is a little too far underneath the cylinder. The foul comes at 55 seconds left in the ball game. Foul is on Austin Beyer. It's his second. Team sixth, two free throws here, and Ostrowski's first is good. 4-point lead for the Evergreens. Ostrowski was 0-for-3 from the free throw line before making that one. Again, show me how you play down the stretch of these big games. It's so much more important than everything that comes before, and Ostrowski got them both. Back up to a 5-point lead for the Evergreens, 64-59. Pressure's on Stevens Point, 50 seconds left, got to reach in, foul on what looked like it was going to be a steal. That Spash player dribbled into a double team. James Jacobs was about to lose the ball. Instead, it's a double bonus now, so two free throws coming up for Stevens Point. Foul is on Keaton Edwards. Oh my, 49 seconds left. Down the stretch, you do not want the team that's trailing to get a chance to score with the clock stopped. Spash in the second half is 9 of 10 from the free throw line. Ah, but I jinxed to James Jacobs. He misses the first free throw. So whatever happens here, Spash is still going to need the ball twice with 44 seconds left. He got the second. The Evergreens still lead by 4. It's 64-60. Full court pressure now for Stevens Point. They're playing for a steal, not a foul. Long pass cross court to Ostrowski, who's banged pretty hard, to Studeman back out. Evergreen's willing to run clock in this 4-point game. Bad pass, stolen. Stevenson, and putting it in is Evan Vollendorf. Now it's a 2-point game with 32 seconds left. Evergreen's needed to be careful with the ball, and were not. And it's 64-62. Stevens Point has no more fouls to give, so if they foul the Evergreens, it's a 1-1. Spash, though, is going to play for the steal here and see if the Evergreens turn it over. They would foul if the Evergreens can bring this down to 10 or 12 seconds, but Spash is going to play for a steal and look to double-team the ball here. So the Evergreens with, ouch, a couple of turnovers down the stretch. Everest led by 5 at halftime, led by as many as 9 in the second half. Give Stevens Point a lot of credit. Fought their way back into this game, 64-62 right now. A win for Spash moves them into first place by half a game. A win by the Evergreens keeps them all alone in first place, which is where they started tonight in the Valley Conference. So these are a big 32 seconds that will shape the standings for the final week of the season. Again, Spash absolutely, positively needs this win. Probably the rest of the Valley Conference teams are rooting for Stevens Point, too, down the stretch. Spash will set up full court pressure. The Evergreens have to go the length of the floor. And the tall Ethan Ostrowski, 6'4", will inbound for the Evergreens. And he inbounded to Brian Hallenbach, a sure free throw shooter. Hallenbach is guarded in the backcourt. He has his dribble, and he's fouled on a reach-in. This is a 1-1. Hallenbach, a good free throw shooter, goes to the free throw line. 10 seconds came off the clock. Austin Beyer has completed his third. Brian Hallenbach has 6 points and has not shot a free throw tonight. Again, Hallenbach, a senior, is usually really good down the stretch in these situations. It's a 1-1. This is a big one, and it is good for Brian Hallenbach. Evergreens by 3, 65-62. This is a big one. Could make it a two-possession game again with only 26 seconds left. Second free throw. Ice in his veins. Good. Spash is going to take a timeout. Hallenbach, one cool customer at the free throw line at 66-62. I would think that Spash will play for a two and then try and play for a steal. I would think. You don't really need the three, and you have enough time to look for a good shot, too, with 26 seconds left. But Spash will need the ball twice in this 66-62 game. Boy, what's the key to closing out an opponent? What's the key to keeping the lead down the stretch in these close games? Well, two things. Don't turn the ball over and make your free throws. Evergreens have done the free throw part. And now the Evergreens are going to have to be careful with the ball for these 26 seconds remaining. Very entertaining game. Spash has only led twice in this game by only 1 point. Got the lead twice, once in the first half, once in the second half. Yeah, this went back and forth between a 6-point lead and a 4-point lead down the stretch of this game. Evergreens will keep full court pressure on. Spash has to go the length of the floor. Spash can absolutely not turn the ball over here. They inbound into the backcourt. James Jacobs now gives it over to Steveler. Cross-court pass knocked away by Ostrowski. He's got the ball, and Spash has to foul here. Boy, that's one mistake too many. The Evergreens are going to win this thing. Hallenbach was fouled. The crowd is feeling it here. This game's not going to be in doubt if Hallenbach can hit some of his free throws. Ostrowski comes up with a steal as the Evergreens keep full court pressure on. Austin Beyer committed his fourth foul. This is a 1-1 for Hallenbach, who goes right back to the free throw line. And he makes it. 67-62 Evergreens, who look like they're going to split the season series with the Spash Panthers. On a make or a miss, there's only 15 seconds left. It's a make. 6-point lead for the Evergreens. 30-second timeout here taken by DC Everest just to set up the defense. Now Spash has to hoist a quick three and hope to get the ball back. Spash will be reduced now to working from exclusively beyond the foul line, beyond the three-point arc. Hallenbach was 4-for-4 down the free throw line, down the stretch from the free throw line, and that's going to be the difference in this ball game. 68-62. The Evergreens do not want to foul in this situation. Everything's two free throws, a double bonus. In fact, if Spash drives to the basket, you'd almost let them take it. Why not? What's the downside there? Evergreens are going to celebrate a very nice win, and they're going to keep themselves in first place tonight. Full court pressure, inbound, clock is running again. Under 10 seconds, Steveler into the front court. Looks to drive in, gives it back to Vollendorf. Vollendorf is inside the three-point arc, pulls it back out. 5-4-3. It's not going to matter. This is a three. It's good. Spash will take a quick timeout. Vollendorf has just hit a three, but there's only 1 second left in the game. The basket makes it 68-65. The Evergreens will just have to inbound this ball, and the ball game will be over. There's 1 second left. Yeah, Spash would need a turnover and a three and would need it all to happen in just 1 second, and that's just simply not going to happen. This game will slide into the win column for the Evergreens, and all that's left to be determined is the final score. This is a full timeout. In fact, it was Stevens' point that took this timeout. They have no timeouts left. Evergreens have to get the ball in play. Spash will foul instantly. But again, maybe during that time, this 1 second would drip away off the clock. Even if it doesn't, the Evergreens would shoot all the way down at the other end with less than a second left in the game. So it's just hard to imagine, trailing by three, how this happens for the Evergreens. Sure looks like DC Everest is going to come away with this. All right, out of the timeout, Ostrowski will inbound. Here we go. 1 second left. It goes into Colton Keelman, who is fouled, and there is under 1 second left. We'll walk down to the other end to shoot a 1-1 with 3 seconds left in the ballgame. And this is Cade Sievertson, who will shoot the 1-1. Makes this one, the game's over. Foul was on Vollendorf. That's academic. Looking at the scoreboard clock, officially 8/10 of a second left. Yeah, we time it down to the tenths here at the Everest Fieldhouse. 1-1 here. Cade Sievertson has 13 points tonight, but these are his first free throws. Live on a miss, it is a make. Ball game over. Cade Sievertson puts the Evergreens up by 4. And one more coming up here. Sievertson's free throw is good. It's a 5-point game. That's going to be the final score. Spash will inbound. Ball game's over. Final score 70-65. Congratulations to the DC Everest Evergreens. Everest has just defeated Spash to stay in first place in the Valley Conference. And we will be back with a happy recap in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
The best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. For 100 years, M&J Marine has set the standard for sales and service, and let them prove it with a new Lund boat powered by the quality and performance of a Mercury outboard. Take a trip through their massive showroom where there's a boat show every day. The best brands and Mercury. Go boldly only at M&J Marine. Proud sponsor of DC Everest Sports, I-39, exit 181, Mosinee. You'll notice the difference.
M&J Marine Smile.
My name is Easton Brooks, and I'm from Kronenwetter, Wisconsin. I had a crossbite. It was so bad that I could have gotten braces when I was 6.
We had been told that he needed braces, and then they weren't really following up, so we got lots of referrals for Dr. DeVorney. They're really accommodating. He makes you feel at ease and, like, confident in his choices and explains why things are happening and gave us a plan.
I have been going for about a year and a half. My teeth have been way straighter than I've ever had them. Eating, talking, even since it was affecting my speech before my teeth were so bad, it's definitely helped my confidence. I like that.
I'm John DeVorney. I am the owner of DeVorney Orthodontics. Our main office is in Wausau. We have a satellite in Anago. All of our consultations are free of charge. You do not need a referral to come see me. You can call, make an appointment, 715-842-5688.
If your waltz looks a little stiff because of joint pain, the orthopedic experts at Bone & Joint can help get your timing back. You can count on our experienced specialists, whether you pulled a muscle or need a total joint replacement. As your orthopedic partner, we'll work with you every step of the way so you can get back on the floor and put your best foot forward. At Bone & Joint, we've been keeping people light on their feet for more than 50 years. Call us to schedule an appointment today.
And now another edition of Obvious News from GEICO.
Obvious News!
Experts now say that wearing more clothes in the winter will, in fact, help you be warmer. We asked cold victim Trent Patterson about this, and here's what he said.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. I was a little cold, putting on a sweater, then wasn't cold. I was like, what?
Also in Obvious News, GEICO makes it easy to save money and easy to reach them, with licensed agents available around the clock. So switching is a really smart decision. That's Obvious News from GEICO.
Obvious News!
It's happening. Wherever plays are being made, tickets are being sold, and fans are lining up, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner to help step up their game. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the DC Everest Fieldhouse, where the Evergreens are celebrating a victory over the Stevens Point Panthers. And the Evergreens, up until last year, had such a long losing streak against Spash. The Evergreens come away here with a 70-65 win. DC Everest stays in first place with tonight's victory in the Valley Conference. And the Evergreens have a very balanced scoring sheet, led by Cade Sievertson with 15. 13 points each for Alex Studeman and for Ethan Ostrowski. Evergreens got 11 from Colton Hall, 10 from Brian Hallenbach, 6 for Keaton Edwards, and 2 for Logan Ebersold. So the Evergreens put five players in double digits in tonight's win, their 13th of the year. Spash was led by Evan Vollendorf, who's high man for the night with 20 points. 14 for Nate Steveler, 12 for Austin Beyer, 7 for James Jacobs, 4 for Gavin Heyer, and 3 from Bryce Pelkey. You know, the Evergreens had to hit their free throws down the stretch, and with under 2 minutes left in the game, the Evergreens were 8 for 8. Ethan Ostrowski was 2 for 2 from the foul line. Brian Hallenbeck hit 4 in a row, and it was Cade Sievertson, when it was a 3-point game, who hit 2 more to stretch this out to the final margin of 70-65. Evergreens led by 5 at halftime, led by as many as 9 in the second half. Spash got within 3 down the closing moments. But again, the Evergreens got a turnover too. Ethan Ostrowski, whose defense was fabulous, forced a turnover in the full court trap at half court. And the Evergreens got the ball back down the stretch. Again, our final score, 70-65. The Evergreens are now 8-2 in Valley Conference play, all alone in first place. Spash falls to 6-3 with the defeat. Our next D.C. Everest broadcast is tomorrow night, the girls' basketball game against Wisconsin Rapids. Tonight's D.C. Everest hockey game against Marshfield is available as a podcast at everythingevergreens.com and foxsportswausau.com. And the next game up in our Fox Sports doubleheader is Wausau East boys basketball against Marshfield. Again, repeating our final score from the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, it's the Evergreens boys 70, Spash 65. I'm Chris Conley. You've been listening to Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to D.C. Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Coverage of Everest Basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Abra Auto Body, M&J Marine, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Bone and Joint Center, Celeste Kennedy and Dirk's Law Firm, Country Fresh Meats, DeVorney Orthodontics, Intercity State Bank, and Dunrad Exteriors. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.
Business banking is growing at...